It's September 17th, 2010. Good Yontiv. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I examine one big new media topic in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm an executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. Now here's today's hot topic, new Twitter. Unlike with new Coke, when Twitter decided it was going to redo its web interface at twitter.com, it received a warm welcome. New features include a double pane view, embedded photos and video that you can see right on the page, and infinite scroll. What was missing was any new space for advertising, at least right now, as well as nested tweets and improvements to lists. Media Memo's Peter Kafka said that it's now official. Twitter is a media company. It's making people pay attention to its website, and that means it can sell your attention to advertisers. While Twitter made no mention of new ads on the site, others speculated that was right around the corner. Neiman Labs' Megan Garber said that each tweet is its own little piece of broadcast journalism, and the Twitter.com of today, as compared to yesterday, is much more about information that's meaningful and contextual and impactful, which is to say, it's much more about journalism, end quote. I talked with tech pundit and Twitter power user Robert Scoble to get his take on the new Twitter. Here's what he said he likes most.
It has this near infinite scroll, so if you open up a list, for instance, or open up your home feed, you can just keep scrolling through tweets, and you don't have to refresh the page and wait for things to load. And that alone is really cool. And then they added keyboard shortcuts, so you can use J and K to go tweet by tweet, and you can use the space bar to go page down, and that makes things much more productive for me. Overall, I like it a lot.
But Scoble also notes that he's using third-party Twitter apps a bit less than before, and some people believe Twitter is increasingly moving in on their territory. Scoble says it's not unusual for tech companies that run platforms to either copy or buy out third-party developers.
It causes those guys to innovate or go away. You know, this is nothing new. Platform vendors do this all the time. I remember, working in the Visual Basic world, and Microsoft every year would, take the best ideas and copy them or buy them or license them. The ISV community always said, dealing with a platform vendor is like riding a bear.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, the new Twitter is blank. Our last poll question was, what do you think about the Ping social network on iTunes? 36% said it won't succeed without hooks to Facebook and Twitter. 24% said they don't care. 16% said it would be a music social networking powerhouse. And 8% said it would fail miserably. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/MediaShift and our sister blog IdeaLab at pbs.org/IdeaLab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.